It is really Boss in Hollywood here on live stream and at BossManShow.com, bringing you the first of our two spring FUI specials with my man, who's been with us since day one, doing this for damn near a decade, the man himself, Hollywood. Alec, what is good, my good brother?
Yes, my people, it is I, and I'm back. What do you think about that? And we've got the best of the very best in the FUI material. We got emails, man. We got the whole thing, bro. So I'm just telling you, sit tight. It's going to be one hell of a show. You don't want to miss this.
You got that right. This may be some of our best emails and worst at the same time yet, based on what we read off the air.
Oh, my God. Look, we're not going to disappoint any of you. I tell you that we've got some heavy hitting stuff right here. Y'all gonna love this. I promise you. So stay tuned. We're gonna give you what you want. That's the FUI report. We got emails. We got it all, bro.
Yes, indeed. And we got a lot of material for you too. And I'm going to hit you all with material item one. Hollywood has material as well for you guys. But we got Hollywood. No food, no drink, no watermelon. Black seventh graders racially profiled at a Boston art museum.
Unbelievable that this still, I mean, let's keep it real. We can't be shocked. I'm not surprised. You know, I don't know anybody who would be surprised right now in the climate that we're living in. No food, no drink, no watermelon, though. Really?
Exactly.
Like, what, I mean, what was that? What was that supposed to be? No food, no drink, no watermelon. Like, I mean, we have to take it there.
Really, like, really, Boston. And Boston has a history of racist behavior. A history of Boston being racist.
Oh, my God. You know, that's why I said, like, it's not a surprise. It is absolute FUI behavior. And we're going to report on it, just like we just did. You understand? There's no room anymore for that garbage. It's old. You know what I'm saying? And it's FUI to the fullest, you know. So Boston needs to get it together. Get it together. I don't even know the name of the art museum, but get it together. It's an art museum. You know, it's supposed to be held to a certain standard because it's showcasing art.
Exactly.
And that comes from, you know, all walks of life. So, boy, we're jumping right into it right now. That's straight up FUI. That's undeniable FUI.
Undeniable.
I'm going to, oh my God. Here's a good one right here, brother. Shake my head. Rachel Roy claims Kush smoker Dame Dash is emotionally abusive, gets high around daughters, and scares them. You believe that?
FUI, yeah, Dame Dash is FUI for sure.
That he is, but well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he does. You know what I'm saying? But I can't see somebody constantly smoking Kush and even having the energy to run around trying to scare his daughters of, but you know,
it could be laced. It could be laced, though.
Well, I mean, if that's what he's doing, I mean, I hope not. I hope he ain't going out like that. Not Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the money squad or whatever? You know, get money. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, get high.
Dude, come on. Like, for real? You know? I mean, most. I know you know, I know, like, the first, the emotionally abusive part, based upon what I've seen, you know, from Dame Dash over time, that could very well be true. You know what I'm saying? You know, I saw, I don't know what this show was. I forget what this show was. I don't know if it was some type of Big Brother type show or whatever. You know, with him and I guess it was his brothers or something like that. And, like, he was punishing them, like, literally. Giving them the business all on TV. And it was crazy. So, I mean, that's a possibility. You know, but... gets high around daughters and scares them.
Whoa,
when he gets high and just comes out like, booty, booty. Rockefeller, y'all. I mean...
Hey, dude, really, Dame? Come on, Dame. I'll be building that Dame Dash.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
I mean, if that's what it is, man, say, oh, come on, dude. Shape up. You know, let's get back to the I get the money Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? I'm minding my business, and let me just get this money and, you know, buy apartments in Paris.
Please, let's return to that, please. I want to hear about emotionally abusive and getting higher on doors and scaring them. That's just over the top.
It's hilarious if you ask me. It's like, man, if that's what you're actually finding, if that's what you're actually spending your time on, that's not worth a second, you know? I mean, there's always two sides to every story, but if that's what the case may be, you know, get back to the money, please.
Damn.
All right, what's oh my god, yeah. What's this right here for discussion? Viral video of young unarmed black man escaping arrest to a cheering crowd sparks controversy over cop compliance. Now, I saw this video. I saw the video. And I'd be lying if I said that when the young man broke free in jets, like, I didn't start cheering, too, like I did.
I cheered, too.
I did. I was cheering, dude. There was a couple of hell yeahs in there, you know. Because here's why. You know, because I know that today's police, you know, and over the past, I don't know, I want to say almost close to 7 or 8 years, maybe even longer, you know, we've just seen a progression of police aggression. You know what I'm saying? We've seen more of our rights being trampled on. But what I will say here is that we see a more overwhelming number of young people who are actually studying their rights because they know that their survival could depend on it. And, of course, the usage of you know, camera phones and, you know, saying the phone and going on live and all this other stuff, all these social media platforms, you know what I'm saying, have now become almost watchdog type situations, you know what I'm saying, or cop watch, whatever you want to say, you know what I'm saying, to police the police. And that's what, you know, can nobody tell me, you know what I'm saying, that 6 months or whatever, how much, you know, you can't fit law training or education in criminal justice, whatever you want to say, into 6 months of training.
Sure can.
I mean, you can, I mean, what, it takes a cosmetologist how long? A year and a half? 2 years?
Correct.
Are you kidding? But these guys are going to come around and try to enforce laws
You understand? And they trample all over your laws as if they don't know anything about what they're enforcing. And a lot of them really don't. A lot of them really don't know what they're enforcing. They're just out there stopping random black folks and usurping money out of their pockets. Or killing, or thieving, or whatever the case may be. Or planting, or this, that, and the third. And we've seen it a million times, man. The proof is in the pudding.
Damn right.
You understand? We know. You know what I'm saying? It is a fact. It is a fact that an FBI report stated that there is a growing number of Klan activity. Like, they have neo-Nazis joining the police force. And Klansmen joining the police force. What you think they're going to do?
Use their badge and guns to inflict their hate on us.
That's right. Especially if they know that they're protected.
But I do say I feel threatened and they get off via a jury
That's
trial.
Right. For anything. It could be anything. They just had a video that I saw not that long ago with a young man in his car. The cop tells him, turn the car off. He goes to turn his car off. The guy yells out, he's got a gun. What? As soon as this cat goes to turn his car off, he's got a gun. Basically, setting this kid up for the kill. And the kid had to put his hands out the window. Man, I ain't got no gun. My hands out the window. Really? Like, that's what it is now? It's unbelievable. These cats get a... life.
Exactly.
You understand? And then that turns into something. Mega effort. Damn.
You understand? Because the bottom line is, it may not help. Because if one of these psychopaths out there is hell bent on killing you, what you gonna do?
Exactly.
Besides try to survive, which is what this young kid that we're talking about now, that's basically what he did. That's what it's gonna turn into. Just escape by any means. Because you want to know what? The bottom line is I got to survive. And I'm going to survive by any means necessary. Okay, moving on. Whew, all right, here we go. No love in Calabasas.
What?
Kylie Jenner says Jordan Woods effed up Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. He effed up in Tristan Thompson's cheating scandal. Oh, Lord. Can you elaborate on some of this while I catch my breath and get some water?
Well, yeah. old Tristan Thompson, man, he got caught knocking off Jordan Woods, cheating on Khloe Kardashian with Kylie's best friend, and Kylie's mad at Jordan for messing off with her sister's baby daddy, Tristan, who has not seen a hole he don't like. He waters any hole he can find. And Tristan was doing Tristan things and got her done, and he got found out, and the Kardashian clan had a whole brouhaha about on keeping up with the Kardashians on social media, making the rounds,
okay,
getting sympathy for Khloe in their dramatic fashion that they always do stuff.
Of course. Of course. And quite natural. I don't know if I have any real thoughts on this one, other than I, at this point, don't see what the fascination, I mean, I don't understand at this point the fascination with the entire Jenner Kardashian thing right now. Like, I don't even know what to tell you. It's like, this is just flat out goofy. Like, I don't know what it's all for anymore.
Exactly.
Like, hasn't the run been long? Has not the run been long enough? I mean,
you
all just want... Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's almost as if anytime I see the name Jenner, okay, which was a lot of, you know, 80s kids, he wasn't like a hero per se, but it was somebody that we saw. You know, this is Bruce Jenner. You understand? No matter what the choices that he made are, it's almost like this family and these two names, Kardashian and Jenner, are always embroiled in some kind of malarkey. You know, and it's almost like it's so old. It's almost wrestling-ish. You know, if I'm even saying that correctly. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
very staged. You have your heels, you have your faces. It's a constant storyline going on. It's always, they find anything they can to keep in the news, keep that show going. So Tristan acting the fool helped gave them some more content for their season.
Right. It's almost like you could put a box of cornflakes in one of their hands, and they're going to turn that into a drama. And it's just almost, it's almost sad to look at right now. Like, to the point, I don't watch anything Kardashian. You understand? And I don't, it's just, please retire.
Yes.
And I know I might
Thompson
get some
black. Tristan Thompson is ridiculous. He's also ridiculous. Tristan Thompson is. Like, dude, really? You're nephew out of the highest water. That's all you are.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I mean,
this,
it's almost like there. You give him what he wants. I mean, you give him what he wants. Like, it's almost as he's turned into an expected shenanigan puller.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's overshadowing anything else that you've done.
Exactly. Like dude, really?
It's stop.
Really, Tristan? And this season, he averaged a career low 29 minutes a game. He averaged 10.9 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, and 2 assists a game in Cleveland's 19-win season this year. He wouldn't help on the 40.
Right. You see that? You see that? I don't even know this cat's stat, but I know he's an FUR.
Exactly.
I know he's an FUR because of what I see, you know what I'm saying, like in the news and, in, you know, on social media, all that
crap. That was basically what I was just saying. Like, we know you for being FUI, but I don't know you for, I don't know you for putting that ball in the hoop.
Somebody, that's a common theme of Cal players. One unnamed I won't mention. It was like Cal players are not known for their play on the court, but their FUI shenanigans off the court, obviously.
Man. And that's a shame when you're more known for being in FUI than you are a baller. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, get it together and leave it alone. All right. Man, this is just getting, it's getting worse and worse, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right.
What is it? Okay, arrest. Oh! We're about to get started right here. Wendy Williams' son, Kevin Jr., popped for allegedly punching his trifling father.
Terrible.
Okay, what context are we using? Pop, did he get arrested?
Yes.
He did.
They had to go to a family court about him popping on his dad because he wants Wendy to pay him alimony.
Yeah, that was a messy situation. But dude, like, oh my god. Okay. Granted, like, I really don't know the backstory behind why they split. I kind of saw like little snippets of a Wendy Williams interview, kind of talking about, kind of, you know, putting it out there a little bit, but I don't know what, you know, why, you know, other than the, you know, what Kevin is trifling. I don't, what, was he cheating or what?
Yeah, he has a mistress and a whole baby.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's heavy, you know. I mean, especially as far as, like, the gossip queen in royalty. And now this crap here. You know, I've always said that, you know, it's the old adage, you reap what you sow. And I'm not saying that she deserved that, you know what I'm saying? But the shenanigans that you, the FUI-ism that you put out there will come back in double FUI-ism.
Got that right.
You understand? So if you put out FUI energy into the atmosphere, it's going to come back in some form or fashion. You know, and all I can remember was like that interview that she did with Whitney Houston when Whitney said she would show up at the radio station. It actually did. Like, you basically made a career on putting people on blast.
And now you're on blast now.
And now,
you got a drug addiction, or going through a bad divorce, or your kids fighting your soon-to-be ex-husband. You're still messing with those rocks. It's not, not good.
You know, and I remember what she did to Method Man. I remember seeing that interview where the guy interviewed Method Man, and I, dude, like, I saw the pain on his face when he found out that Wendy Williams actually outed his wife. And his wife, like, I think she had cancer. And they didn't want anybody to know. And that guy told Method Man that, yeah, she outed your wife. And I saw, like, his face. Like, the pain on that fool's face, it was, like, it was unbelievable. And it turned to anger. Now, I don't know how they settled that. It was a while back. I don't know how they settled that, man. But, dude, like, that's heinous. You know what I'm saying? That man did not want that to be known. And it wasn't known until she put it out there. Like, so, you know, all in all, I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know. Especially not on this show. We got all kinds of junk. You know what I'm saying? We get all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? We get, dude, we get reactions. We get causes. The whole 12. Yo, what happened?
We are back live. My man Hollywood got zapped in the old school way. He got zapped, bro.
Oh, man.
You got zapped, bro.
Dude, I was just sitting up there running off at the mouth like an idiot.
You know, when it gets real, they like to zap us. You know, that's from day one. We get too real, they zap us.
You already know. That used to be the good stuff then. Like, we was really going ham then. We were like super young and just going colossal then. You understand? I mean, we got some stuff here, but the stuff that we used to do, like, for the other guys over there, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, now that was on blast. Yeah. Kevin Hunter blames Wendy Williams for bad relationship with son instead of having... Yeah. You said he ain't learned. He ain't learned. Kevin Hunter reportedly bad-mouthing Wendy Williams over parking lot scuffle with son. Oh, my God, yeah.
He's up
just
there.
Just like I was saying, you know.
He's up there for a few eyes, boy. He's up there, boy. Kevin
now,
Hunter's
look,
up there.
I'm, one, two, three, yeah. Yeah. He's really, I mean, he's getting the business, that's for sure. I mean, you're just messing up. You know.
Repeatedly messing up. Like, we had three reports in a row on you. Three in a row on you.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Three of a kind.
And
like,
you're
really?
Like, oh, man. And just like I said, I mean, I'm not bad mouthing her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what she does. But what I'm saying is facts. You know what I'm saying? The energy you put out there, you know, you got to watch what you're doing. There's a way to do it, you know, if that's what you do, there's a way to pull that off. You know what I'm saying? I've never really had the stomach, you know, for her show. I remember when she was actually doing the pilot for the show, I used to watch the show. It was pretty good then. You know what I'm saying? It was good. But after that, like, it's kind of painful watching it, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, the same old, after a while it just gets old, you know, just like with anything in that arena. A lot of times you just get tired of hearing same old song and dance, you know, but hey, it is what it is. What's next, bro?
We got this, Hating to the Bank. Cantankerous Country Soup Cookies boycott Lil Nas X's Cash Cow collaboration with Wrangler Jeans because the country boys don't want a black man wearing their Wranglers with his hits, new hit song Old Town Road with old Billy Ray Cyrus from the Achy Breaky Heart fame.
Oh yeah, I love these little white victim tears, if I can say that.
Yes, you can.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Just they don't want a black dude doing nothing in their arena. You understand? But if that's the case, like, what do you call Elvis?
Or Eminem? Vanilla Ice.
Eminem.
Bubba Sparks.
Vanilla Ice.
Stag
Lee. We can do this all day. You
yeah.
understand?
Robin Thicke. Sam Thank Smith.
Emily. My boy is going off. But I mean, we could do this all day. You understand? And I'm talking about with the endorsement. Scott Storch. I mean, he don't sing, but he's a musician who specializes in what?
Beats. Producing.
Hip-hop.
Songwriting. In the hip-hop arena.
And he goes hard. You understand? So let's not get it twisted. You understand? If Billy Ray Cyrus can give us a program enough to try to get his career back off the ground, if that's what he's trying to do. I mean, he never really went out. He's just been doing different things. You understand? But if his, if that song, which is, I mean, it's ridiculous right now.
Number one on the Billboard charts. 6 weeks in a row.
You understand?
Number one on Billboard. It's going on week six. Week seven next week. Number one on all the Billboard charts. Every chart, number one song of all songs right now is Old Town Road remix of Billy Cyrus.
So that just tells you. That just tells you. This cat just came up with an idea and went ham with it. And, I mean, that's what he's going to be known for. He did a country rap tune.
Yes. And
it made it.
His song is better than anything Pipes ever put out, I must say.
Oh, man, dude. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. You could have gave Pipes, Timbaland, Missy, Dre, who else? With, man, we could go down the line. You could have, man, rest in peace. You could have gave Pipes J. Dilla. And the song still would have been whack. You understand? Still would have been whack. It doesn't matter. And I said Dilla. You understand? Hip hop purists know what I'm talking about. Like Monster Beatsmith, legendary Beatsmith. You could have gave him all kinds of beats. I don't give a man. Look, it's gonna be whack, Chief. You know what I'm saying? What are you gonna say? I got the bit. You can get the business, word is bond, word to your mother. Man, get out of here, man.
Oh, here you go. I'm going to get my biz at the point house. Tag team cousins and sauces. That was something he'll try to do. Something dumb. They know how Pipes is. Yeah, like tag team cousins with the business. That whole Mother Goose kindergarten rhymes he does. But look, that the little song is catchy. Like, it's catchy. I don't like country music, but I like that song. Country hip-hop song to me would get my attention. Like, I can deal with it with a hip-hop beat. I can't deal with that old Leash Scruggs and Earl Scruggs, that old bluegrass honky-tonk country. I will puke.
Right.
But the Old Town Road with Lil Nas X, that hip-hop beat, and I can get with that. I can bring that in my car, and I feel like I'm a fool.
Right, that's why they call it a mashup. Like Jay-Z and Linkin Park. You mash them up, you don't know what you're going to get, but you just mash them up and take a chance. He took a chance, and it was a winner. And now he's getting an endorsement.
He set the life of one song.
Oh, right.
He never do another song. He set for life.
Oh, dude. But look at how many endorsements that Eminem got. Like, by fashionable hip-hop companies. You know what I'm saying? Fashionable gear companies like Echo, for instance. Say it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now y'all all butthurt because he's gonna do an ad with Wrangler. Wrangler's smart because they know where the money is.
Exactly.
That company's been doing this for years. What you mean? Doing this for years with black folks. No fans. White folks is kind of late. They've been doing this with black folks for years. We're just too cool.
Exactly. And now you can get black dollars now because Lil Nas X can tap into the black dollar market. We want to support his line of jeans. So we will buy Wranglers when we wouldn't really buy them. We will buy them now. You know, I bought at Kohl's before because, I buy myself at Kohl's. So I bought Wrangler before without Lil Nas X. Now guys, let's go to Kohl's or Penny's or Dillard's or Macy's now and buy them some Wranglers, Lil Nas X, and that Old Town Road. A lot of brothers are banging
that right
in their cars right now.
Me, well, in Louisiana, you know, where I'm at, they already wear Wrangler. Black Cat's been wearing Wrangler. You know what I'm saying? We got black cowboys out here. That's what they do. They've been on it. Justin Boots and all that. Been on it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just going to make it a bigger market now. Look at what Adidas, look at what Run DMC did with Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that. You understand? Shell toe Adidas are still being sold by the millions worldwide. Shell toe Adidas. Just because of what two brothers did on a stage and their in the dress that they chose to put on. You know what I'm saying? The clothes, the gear. Look what they did. Look at what Snoop did with the Chuck Taylor. You know what I'm saying? All blue Chucks and all. Cats started wearing Chuck Taylors. I remember when I was living in Dallas. I don't know who was wearing Chuck Taylors around that time. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was Tum Tum. Peace out to, piece of Tum Tum, Tumzilla, in Dallas. He was busting some Chuck Taylors, and everybody started wearing Chuck Taylors again. I think he was the one, if I'm not mistaken. Some one of the cats wearing some Chuck Taylors, and everybody started busting Chuck Taylors. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's the way it is, and it's, I'm actually happy to see it. When was the last time you heard something from Wrangler?
Oh, never. I ain't heard in a long time from Wrangler. It's been a long while. Like,
I mean, they sell them. I mean, they sell them in Walmart. You know what I'm saying? So I know that. I mean, people buy them. I know this, but you really don't hear it.
Exactly.
Not like you used to. Like, I came up in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So I used to see Wrangler commercials all the time. Like, I know I've seen the old Wrangler commercials. Me and my brother had two Wrangler coats, and they had like the sheep fur on the inside. You know, that's what was up in the 80s. But I mean, since then, you know, you ain't hearing nothing about Wrangler until now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're right.
To me, it's a smart money move. You know, now you're gonna have these young folks wearing Wrangler jeans, and it's gonna happen. All right. Moving on. Put it in your spout. Malaysian teen got... What?
Wow.
Malaysian teen got teen stuck humping metal pipe. Sparks flying circular saw used to free him from his horny hanger-on.
Yeah. That's very
effective. Right, well, I mean, I said it was going to eventually get worse. Like, this is ridiculous.
This is a good primer for the next segment already.
How the hell do you get stuck? He got stuck humping a metal pipe. This dude, like, really?
Yeah, like, really?
You couldn't find anything better to hump than a metal pipe.
I don't get how guys hump animals and inanimate objects. I don't understand those. I don't know what fires you up that much about an animal or an inanimate object that makes you want to pull your Johnson out and go to work on it.
Me neither. And, if that's the case, like, there's some type of mental disconnect. You know, I couldn't imagine going up in a chicken. Like, I mean, that's out of my reality.
Yeah. Or seeing women go suck off a horse.
True. Not only can that be found on the most ridiculous of porn, but like where I live, like things like that actually happen.
Wow.
And I wasn't lying about the chicken part. Like, yeah. Okay, here we go. Once again. Now that's classic. Like, before I could even read it, I just saw the "if you care." Like, reading my mind, like, really? Well, if you care. You know what I'm saying? Because the reality of it all is you may care, and then again, you may not. For anybody listening out there, if you care, and I can almost imagine, like, every FU out there, I can't.
Exactly.
Okay. If you care, Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons call it quits.
Womp, womp, womp.
Right. Right.
Who cares?
But, unbelievable.
They're both FUIs, but who cares?
Right. I mean, is that even news? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you know, that, those blog sites and gossip sites, anything that happens with a Kardashian or a Jenner, it becomes news. But I threw it in there because of Ben Simmons being from Louisiana. You're part of the world. And
yeah,
he's a sixth place on Sixers. He's a winning NBA player who I actually did it because he's freed himself from an FUI string and strand of just a cycle of nothing. Think about all these players, Reggie Bush, Miles Austin, Chris Humphries, Tristan Thompson, now Ben Simmons. He's escaped. Tristan Thompson's still kind of in it. He ain't going nowhere fast. But at least, right, Ben Simmons escaped the cycle for now, hopefully. He can recover and be better going forward down the road, hopefully.
Yeah. Great. Wow. Okay.
We're up against the break here. We got to get to the break here. And, folks, after this break here, I see you in the live stream talking about the emails. It's coming up next because we have some doozies for you. But have no fear. We'll pick up with the host sit down in segment 3 for your FUI listening pleasure and enrichment and enlightenment of your FUI behavior, because all you FUIs, because Hollywood, look in the live stream. We have 500,000 people in the live stream listening to us as we speak, most of which are FUIs. So just think how excited I would hear about their own brethren and their material.
Oh my God. All right, so stay tuned for those emails. They're coming up next.
Yes, indeed. That's Boston Hollywood segment 1 here on your Spring FUI Report special. Up next, after the break, email. Stick with us here, live stream, and at bossmanshow.com.
Ridiculous.
And if you don't know, now you know.